have an army. We have a Hulk.
Welcome to episode 129 of We Have a Hulk podcast, where we talk all things film and TV. I'm one half of the podcast, Nicola.
And I'm co-pilot Chris.
And how are you doing today, Chris?
I'm all right, thanks, Nicola. How are you?
I am very good, thank you.
Ah, wonderful, marvellous.
We've got so much stuff to talk about since it's been quite a while, but it's good to be back. And I'm very excited to be talking about what we're discussing this week. It's a huge week for comic book fans, isn't it? Indeed. I mean, we're pretty much spoiled, so... What are you going to be covering in this week's episode then, Chris?
Well, we're going to keep it short this time. We did a little poll, so we found out what kind of people want.
Yeah.
And so we're just going to keep it to Home of the Hulks, and then we're going to do like an informal review section.
Yeah.
Just keep it quite light.
Yeah. Yes.
And so we got Home of the Hulks, where we talk about things that we've been doing, watching, reading and stuff since our last episode.
Yeah.
And then we got, yeah, a couple of reviews here for... WandaVision, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Just a teeny tiny little show there.
Just teeny tiny.
Okay, so at Home with the Hulks, what have you been watching, reading and doing the past couple of months?
That's all we've been doing.
Yeah. We're still locked down in England. Yeah. Well, hey, good times. So we've actually been doing a sort of a rewatch of the Marvel films, haven't we?
Indeed.
With WandaVision coming to an end and Falcon and Winter Soldier sort of starting, we fitted in a couple of our favourite films. So we've been watching all the Avengers films, so Infinity War, Endgame, Age of Ultron and the original. And then we've watched some of our favourites, so Doctor Strange, Thor Ragnarok and Captain Marvel.
Yes. We were sort of inspired by WandaVision, weren't we, really? Sort of. That's what made us want to watch them all again, really.
Yeah. But,
yeah, good stuff. They were fun.
Yeah, they were. I really enjoyed them. Yeah. I think, obviously, Thor Ragnarok is probably one of our favourites, isn't it? And we kind of picked up a couple of things. There was a What We Do in the Shadows reference, and I didn't realise. Yeah, it's just good fun. I love it.
Yeah, I generally speaking, I prefer the lighter ones.
Yes.
The more funny, lighter ones. My kind of jam.
Yeah, you know? That's fair. We still need to watch Guardians of the Galaxy as well, because I know that's another one of your faves. And... Age of Ultron was actually a lot better than I remembered. I've always said that I enjoyed it, because for some reason everyone trashes it. But I think it's okay, actually. And there's quite some important bits in there, like obviously...
The whole Sokovia thing and everything.
Exactly. And the Wakanda reference and Vibranium. And yeah, good stuff. What else have we been watching?
I don't know, Nicola. I don't remember. Man of Steel.
Yes.
We rewatched Man of Steel.
We did. Are we going to do Batman vs Superman?
Oh, rewatch it?
Yeah. No.
We watched it twice, haven't we?
You're like, twice is enough.
Twice is plenty.
We've got the Ultimate Edition. That is clearly the superior.
I agree.
What we're going to be talking about later is, you know, editing plays into these DC films quite heavily.
Quite heavily.
Yes.
Indeed.
Mm. But what did you think of Man of Steel? Because I remember you thinking, I'm not sure about this.
That's
kind
of why I wanted to watch it. I wanted to get a little bit of perspective on my feelings on Zack Snyder, really.
Okay.
Because previously I've kind of said that I don't really enjoy his kind of...
Style?
Editing style. Really more the colour.
You used to say it's kind of dark and dirty.
Yeah.
Let's not be around the bush.
Yeah, his colour grading style is very... To me, it feels like overcooked. It's a little bit too much. Like often he'll do like a very blue scene and it'll just be like, whoa, in your face. Like all the skin tones blown out and everything. It doesn't quite look right to me. But going back through, like, there is a lot of that. I definitely felt that.
Yeah.
But I didn't give it enough credit previously. I don't think there is a lot that's fine.
Yeah. I mean, and the Hans Zimmer score. It's so good. Don't you dare go,
No, yeah, no, I agree. I'm just thinking about other things. Also, yeah, on this film, I think the reason that I come out of it kind of feeling a little bit deflated is because I lose interest towards the end.
Yes.
I quite enjoy the film all the way through until they do the thing.
I feel like there's a 20-minute sort of added extra that doesn't need to be there.
Yeah.
Where they, like, trash the whole city. But then again, that leads on to Batman versus Superman.
And I also feel that that sort of happens in this new Justice League cut as well.
Okay, yeah.
Which is a bit of a shame, really.
Oh, interesting teaser.
That's a teaser. Yeah. But yeah, overall, I enjoyed it a lot more than I remembered enjoying it.
Good, yeah. So. And Henry Cavill is Superman, right?
Yeah, he's great in the role, isn't he?
I hope we do get more of him. I mean, I love him in Witcher, obviously, but he seems to me.
Also, I find Zack Snyder to be maybe a little bit sort of pretentious, maybe.
He does sort of class his superheroes as, like, gods.
Yeah.
There's a real sort of god mythology there, yeah, isn't there?
It's like they're on a pedestal, isn't yeah. it? It doesn't quite... And like, it's for quite... me, I prefer the ones where they're a little bit more lighthearted human. Not. And in this, it feels like it's almost like he's trying to do, like, serious filmmaking.
Yeah.
With...
Superheroes,
which to me it just doesn't quite gel, but that's okay. You know,
that's just a personal preference.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, what else? Nicola, tell us the other things.
Okay, so we'll be catching some of the TV shows at the moment. So we've been watching Staged with David Tennant and Michael Sheen, and this is obviously a product of lockdown.
Indeed.
And it's just so funny. If you haven't watched it yet, it's on BBC iPlayer, and also I think the first season on Netflix.
Yes.
And it's just basically these two, they're starting to do a play with the playwright Simon, I think his name is, and they're just sort of riffing off each other, working through
trying
the script.
It, yeah.
But it's them also like just talking about how lockdown's affecting
over
them.
Over Zoom
and
or whatever. This
over
is,
Zoom,
this is
yeah,
them,
sorry.
Yeah, the remotely whole... chatting about things.
Yes.
Via video call.
Mm-hmm. And there's just... lots of guest stars as well. And...
Yeah. It's just them being moody old bastards.
Yeah, I kind of think, like, they say that they were sort of playing characters, but I think it was them, really, wasn't it? Like sort of...
They were playing characters. They were being intentionally...
obtuse.
Obtuse, moody, and, yeah, I think. Do you think?
Yeah, true, maybe. But it is really funny. If you like David Tennant and Michael Sheen, in Good Omens, you get to see a bit more sort of behind the scenes, and it's really good. They've got good chemistry.
Yeah, and in that kind of vein, it's just quite nice.
Lighthearted
and chill, and just them...
Being old men, grumpy old men sometimes.
Being grumpy old men.
Yeah.
It's quite, something quite natural about it.
Yeah. We've also been watching two of the Celebrity Bake Offs. First one was Daisy Ridley, which was good. I'm trying to remember who else was... Oh, Tom, he does the professional Bake Off
one. He was great.
He was so funny. So sassy. Loved it. Yeah. And last night, it was James McAvoy, and I think everyone was swooning, potentially.
Well, you and Martin. I don't know about anyone else.
If you looked on Twitter, there was quite a few tweets there, shall we say. So we've also caught a couple of films that that are slightly embargoed, but we'd just say Chaos Walking.
Yes.
Been kind of...
Which one was that? That was with...
Tom Holland and Daisy Ridley again.
Right.
Silk Road, which is the... I want to say Bitcoin, but not... Okay, it's kind of Bitcoin.
It's Bitcoin early days when the Silk Road Marketplace was a thing, and all about the guy, Ross Ulbricht, I think, who created it, and like what happened with that story.
And this is Chris's real jam.
Yeah, this is interesting to me, because I'm a big fan of like crypto and Bitcoin stuff. So.
We've also been watching The Father, which was Olivia Colman and...
About dementia and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was quite a hard watch.
It was. It was really good, though. What was his name, though? Oh, my God. Anthony Hopkins. Oh, my gosh. How can I forget? Jeez. It's really good. Had a load of Oscar nominations. When it's out in the UK, I can't remember what date it is now because I've shifted it a bit. But do watch it. It's tough, but it's really good. The production is fantastic. We've also watched Moxie, which is on Netflix, and this is the Amy Poehler directed sort of feminist high school thing. I really loved it. I love her anyway. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Amy Poehler's cool.
It's a nice introduction to sort of feminism and stuff as well. I've been watching Hannibal because I haven't actually watched it yet, which is crazy. So Mads Mikkelsen, also Morpheus, what's that guy's name? Something Lawrence.
Yes.
Nodding. I watched season one and I'm on season two, and it's really, really good but really dark. And yeah, I'm just watching some stuff at BFI Flare and South by Southwest Festival. Chris, what have you been watching?
I've been watching SpaceX launches.
Woo!
Because I'm a really big fan of SpaceX. SN10 exploded, but it landed first, so that was good.
That was like the second one they did, and it actually landed really well, but for some reason it just exploded.
Yeah. I think they had two before that exploded, didn't they? SN8 and SN9. They both exploded in the air.
Oh.
Did they? I think. No, they hit the ground, obviously, and exploded.
Oh, when they did their belly flop thing.
They did the belly flop manoeuvre to yeah. test that and everything. They got loads of good data and stuff, apparently, so it was really good.
Okay.
And SN10 actually managed to land, which was very impressive, but then it caught fire and exploded later, but that was okay. So SN11 should be launching in Dana, which that's Ooh. Exciting. I've also been watching loads of crypto stuff on YouTube. Oops. That's basically the majority of what I watch nowadays.
Yes.
It's an exciting year for crypto. I'm optimistic. And Gold Rush. A little bit of Gold Rush, so I've been catching
Chris
up on
Chris loves
that.
His Discovery sort of channels,
yeah.
shows.
Yeah, good stuff, good stuff.
Okay, and doing?
Well, we don't do much, especially right now. But we have been doing a thing every Friday with Martin and Neil, Geico, and we'll just play some Halo, we'll play some Mario Kart.
We'll play some Rocket League.
I mean, first thing we do is we have a Nando's first.
Yeah.
And then so we make a big thing out of Friday nights.
Well, you kind of have to at the moment, don't you?
You've got to do something.
Yeah. Exactly.
But it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
It's good. I mean, I haven't played Halo in years, so it's yeah. been an interesting...
There's a lot of swearing, though, when we're playing
there
Halo.
Is a lot of swearing. And also, there's some people, honestly...
We should explain why.
They just... Right. So we played the sort of fun games, the co-op games online, don't we? And
yeah.
some people, though, they know where you spawn, so they yeah. just snipe you as soon as you, like, spawn again. And
well,
it's
I
like,
think the reality is, like, I used to play Halo 1 back in the day, and I used to love that with my friends. I was really good at one point. But now...
At one point.
I've forgotten how to play this game, clearly. Well, people are just really good at it. And, yeah, there's a lot of dying. And
yes.
a lot of swearing.
I think our favourites are, like, Capture the Flag, though, because they're quite fun. You know, when you're not just killing people...
Yeah, yeah, when there's a bit of an objective.
And also, the one with jetpacks. I really want a jetpack again.
Yeah.
When you get different... You spawn with different games, not...
Spawn with different weapons.
Yes.
Different weapons, when mm-hmm. it's like random or something. Yeah.
Flamethrowers and stuff.
Sure. Yeah, good stuff.
Cool. I also do a book club and film club every month, which is quite fun. Mm. And I would suggest maybe kind of doing the same thing, you know, starting something with your friends and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gives you something to sort of focus on, especially with a book, because for some reason I'm terrible at sitting down and actually reading, because I just feel really guilty, like I should be doing the hoovering or something.
It's interesting, so it gives you like a deadline where
yes.
you have to actually sit and read. That's
yes.
kind of cool, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that's everything at Home with the Hawks, so shall we go on to our main reviews?
Indeed.
Okay, so out this week we got both Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Episode 1, and Zack Snyder's Justice League. So the 4-hour huge film.
Marathon.
Marathon, indeed. And we're just going to be talking about WandaVision as we haven't quite yet wrapped up our thoughts on this. So what do you want to kick off with then, Chris?
Let's get WandaVision out of the way,
okay.
shall we?
Oh, bless. It is not worthy of that, sort of. So what did you think of WandaVision then, Chris?
I guess with both of these shows, my thinking in advance was like, these seem a little bit less than.
Okay.
Like, in advance, before I've seen them. Like,
well,
like,
the thing is, let's put it this way, they're not your favourite characters,
sure,
are they?
Sure,
okay. Okay.
that's fair. It felt like they're doing the lesser characters and therefore it might not be quite as good, but
okay.
Giving them some time is a good idea. I didn't particularly love this show.
Oh, well, now you've had time to sort of ruminate on it.
Yeah, personally, I didn't feel that there was enough story. I felt that it was very, you know, it was about the characters and stuff, and more about the format, I felt, than the story, perhaps.
Well, that's just because you don't like sitcoms, right?
That's what I was going to say, yeah. I think the main reason I don't like this is because I don't like sitcoms, and it's very much an homage to sitcoms.
So American sitcoms,
yeah,
actually. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I used to watch some Friends and stuff, that's fine.
Yeah, but I mean, this is like Dick Van Dyke, Bewitched, Malcolm in the Middle.
The kind of stuff I go out on my way to watch.
Yeah,
okay. So that's the main
Chris
reason.
Chris is just being a little bit arrogant. Not arrogant, what's the word?
I mean, I'm just trying to be honest. It takes me a while to figure out what the reasons why I don't like something.
Okay.
And I think often I can kind of overthink it and this and this and it's all this and this. But really, it just comes down to the fact that I'm not a big fan of sitcoms.
Okay.
Like, because my favourite episodes were, like, I think it was episode 4 and then, like, the last two episodes
yeah.
where they weren't in the simulation. They were outside of it and stuff was actually happening. You know what I mean?
Yes, that's
so,
fair.
Yes, that's kind of my feeling of it. I definitely appreciate it. I appreciate...
what they tried to do.
I appreciate that they were doing something a little bit different.
Yeah.
Something... Kind of an interesting idea, and creative and stuff, and watching the making of was kind of interesting and everything. And I really like Catherine Hahn.
Blue Vision.
I think she's great. Blue Vision was interesting. Yeah, so there's a lot there to like. It's just that, for me, it's not my
not your cup of tea. That's such a British face. Very Steven face.
There's a British face, Nicola. Such a British face there.
Yeah, indeed.
Go on then, what do you think?
I really liked it, but I think it's because, I mean, obviously sitcom aside, I know what they were trying to do, but I kind of feel the same as you, like, did it really work sort of thing. Hmm. Once you found out...
achieved with it. I felt, yeah. I did feel like as well, like it was setting up the madness thing.
Okay.
Multiverse of madness
with Doctor Strange. I thought it was nice to get these two sort of lesser characters who haven't had the chance to shine their actual time to explore them. And obviously Wanda's been through a lot. She lost Vision, she lost her brother. And Marvel haven't really ever sort of fully explored that, have they? I mean, you had Tony Stark with his PTSD. But you haven't really... I mean, yeah, well, Fat Thor kind of went through a bit of a phase, didn't he? And they kind of explored that, but they sort of did it with comedy. Yeah, it was
very much a character study, wasn't it?
Exactly. But she's so, so good, Elizabeth Olsen. And Paul Bettany was really, really good too. Yeah, and it was great to see their kids. Catherine Hahn was amazing. We had Monica Rambeau, I think that's how you say her name, introduced, which will be super exciting for Captain America. And also, spoiler warning, Secret Wars. I'm pretty sure she's going to be included with the whole Kree scroll thing. That was pretty good. Also, Kat Dennings was back and we had more of her, which was fantastic. And I hope we do see more of her. And the post-credit scene was fantastic as well, I thought. As you said, yeah, it did set up the whole multiverse of madness. Yes. But to see her potentially becoming stronger than Doctor Strange is exciting.
That definitely made me excited for... what's coming up.
Yeah.
But it felt like this was really just setting us up for this ending to set us up for the next thing.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand that, but I enjoyed it what we had, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So going on from that then onto Falcon and Winter Soldier, I agree that it's sort of given these lesser characters some...
weight and some sort of development. Time, really. Yeah.
But because I felt like
they've just been basically... Cap's friends, right? Up till now, sort of thing.
Yeah, they're lesser memorable characters, aren't they, really? Just because they haven't been given the story, I feel. Given the time.
Except for, Winter Soldier, but we don't talk about that. Because we have arguments. Chris does not like Winter Soldier. I love it. It's one of my favourites.
Again, it's kind of the same thing as with the Snyder.
It's very serious.
It's a bit more serious.
Yeah. That's fair.
It's a bit more political and stuff, and it's just like, oh, I'm not sure I want this from my superhero movies. That's just how I feel about it.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, okay?
If it's more a political thriller sort of thing, rather than a superhero.
Right, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Okay, so,
we've only seen one episode, it's in the first episode.
Yeah.
And I'm really impressed with it, because going into it, I was like, I'm not really interested in these characters.
Yeah.
But already it's kind of setting up their background a little bit.
Yeah.
It's putting them in some interesting places.
Yeah, like definitely.
Some in terms of geographically. No?
Okay, yeah.
No, it's good to have some variety in there.
Yeah, true.
And setting up some, like, family history and things like that. Again, it does seem a little bit like... character based, but I feel like they're putting a lot more story into it already. It feels more meaty to me,
and it's more connected to the wider universe. There's more cameos and more Easter eggs and stuff.
Yeah, and there's a big reveal at the end, and you're like, here we go. So really quite impressed with that first episode. I didn't expect that.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's actually quite poignant at times as well, because it does go into Bucky's past, and he's sort of trying to atone for his sins.
Yeah.
But in quite an amusing way. I mean, the counsellor seems fantastic, or therapist. I'm sure there'll be more moments with that.
And like, explores with fairness as well, because people have been gone for 6 years or whatever, and then when they come back, are they treated as equally as everyone else and stuff like that? There's a lot of interesting ideas in it. And so I'm excited. And there's a really nice action scene at the start as well.
Yeah, that was really, very impressive, really good. For a TV show, I'm impressed. How would you rate that then, Chris?
Oh, ratings. I forgot about ratings. We've only seen one episode, so I want to, just keep...
Yeah.
Let's just take a step back here, guys. Yeah. It might turn out to be crap.
But it's wine, it's Marvel.
Yeah. Right. I think, yeah, pretty good. I would give it 2 thumbs up so far.
Okay, you know? The one episode, 2 thumbs up. The one episode. Okay, WandaVision?
I would just be even on that. No thumbs. Ooh, wow. I wouldn't give it thumbs down because it's not bad. Like, okay. I wouldn't say it's a bad show. I just don't particularly like it personally.
Okay.
And I wouldn't really give it a thumbs up because most of the time I was bored
watching it. Oh my goodness gracious. Sorry. Okay. For me, I would give Falcon and Winter Soldier first episode 2 thumbs up.
Okay.
Because I think it's really great. It's going to lead to something really good. I think this is going to be the more mainstream and accessible one that people really wanted from WandaVision.
Yes, I guess I'm just mainstream and accessible, unfortunately. But no, I think that's probably true for the most part.
So. Okay. WandaVision 2 thumbs up from me. I loved it. I loved it so much. I know it was character study, but it was fantastic and I loved it. Okay, so moving on to Zack Snyder's Justice League. You cannot get any more different than you. So where do we begin on this? Where 4 hours. Damn.
How do we usually do these?
We do like our initial thoughts.
Right, going in. Yeah, I've already sort of said a little bit about my feelings. You know, like, yeah. He can be a little bit pretentious. He kind of bigs up his superheroes a little bit too much to where it's like, oh.
God status.
And I mean, there was moments like that in here, especially with Wonder Woman. She always got that tune that appeared.
Oh my god!
Whenever she did anything,
I can't even remember what it was.
That really wound me up because it was just so obvious. I feel like all the superheroes probably got one.
Yeah,
but most of the time it was just subtle.
What's wrong with the previous Wonder Woman theme? Why not just put that in it? Mm. I mean, it was there a couple of times, but
let me just say, sounds like we're having to go at it straight off the bat.
Oh no! Oh yeah, sorry, we're not.
It's
raining in.
It's raining in a little bit here.
Rain Christen.
I just want to say overall, okay, let's just give our overall thoughts.
Okay, yeah.
I really enjoyed it, actually. Yeah.
Shocker.
I feel it was, I think perhaps in the same vein as Batman versus Superman.
Ultimate Edition.
Ultimate Edition.
Yes.
I went into it thinking, oh God, I don't have to watch another one of these, do I? And maybe the low bar of entry helps to some degree.
Yeah, I mean, but comparing it to the previous Joss Whedon one, or He Shall Not Be Named, it was pretty much going to be hard to not top it in that respect.
And I mean, there is a certain aspect of, you know, if there's already been one out and you know what's wrong with it, then you
Game of Thrones books.
You're going to suffer not to do better. Do you know what I mean? You're going to struggle not to do better. So I do think there's an element of that. But I think you did a really good job. I enjoyed it. It was 4 hours. Didn't feel like 4 hours, I don't think.
That's high praise from
you. Which is high praise. I think it definitely took the time to explore all the background and everything, all the mythology, which helps with me because I don't know any of that stuff. So it really helps me feel like I've been placed in this universe and I understand what's going on.
Yeah. But it was dense, to be fair. Props to him because it's all Jack Kirby's fourth world of the overall universe.
Hmm.
And it's obviously
it
also
didn't
about
feel slow. There were some scenes where it felt like a little bit slow and stuff. And there were some scenes which I just didn't understand why they kept them in, to be honest. So they probably could have shortened the movie by like 20 to 30 minutes and it would have still been fine.
Yeah.
But I think, overall, so, good pacing and stuff. Pretty good. What were you going to say about Jack Kirby?
Oh, no, it's just quite dense source material. So obviously you got old gods versus new gods. You got Steppenwolf, Darkseid, the Mother Boxes. It's quite a difficult concept to kind of get your head around, especially if you're not au fait with the comics.
Right.
So I think Zack Snyder plotted it really well.
Yes.
And he sort of interwove. Is that the right interwove? Interwovened. Like flashbacks and exposition that explained it really well, actually. And I think that was the thing that I liked the most about this, I think, was that it actually gave it fleshed the characters out a whole lot more. And obviously, he restored Cyborg back and he was sort of the heart of the film. And
the
he was really good.
Characters felt honest to me in this. Maybe they didn't previously. Like Superman in the last one, where he went off the deep end.
That was far too long, wasn't it?
Yeah, they took too long on it. Whereas here, it just felt like, it made more sense. It felt like more real.
Okay.
Okay.
I think it also sort of righted the wrongs where the Flash was concerned, because you got a bit more backstory with him. Yeah. He wasn't as creepy with the whole Wonder Woman thing.
It was a really weird scene, though.
We'll just say hot dogs and sausages. Dogs. Just look for that.
Yeah, I mean, most of this film felt honest in that it felt like it would happen in that way. People would react in those kind of ways. But that there's some moments which felt like they were going for funny over the actual story. Yeah. And I think it undermined his character a bit. Like, there's this woman in the middle of a car crash.
Yep.
And he's running around collecting sausages and stuff. Like, yeah. What?
Very bizarre.
Very strange. Yeah. Very strange.
But otherwise, I thought it was really great. I loved all the added, the lengthened scene with the big battle that you saw previously with Zeus and Ares, yeah, and the Atlanteans and the Amazons.
The other thing I like about that as well is that it really broke up the color grading.
Okay.
It actually gave it some variation throughout the film.
Ooh, interesting. Which, it felt very 300, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he still has his very clear, like, what he likes.
Slow-mos.
Yes. No, I meant, like, color grading wise. Oh, okay. But that too, yeah. There's a lot of slow-mo. But at least, I find that at least there's a lot of variety there. I mean, I prefer the color grading in
Watchmen.
300. Okay. Probably Watchmen. I'm not sure about Watchmen. I like Watchmen. Watchmen was good. So, you know, I prefer it. I think it's just because, like, he often goes for the very kind of muted blues and stuff, and it's kind of like, it feels really blah. Ah,
okay.
This is a bit dark.
Cold and dark. Yeah, okay. We've got to talk about the black suit. Ooh, it looks so good.
Okay.
Right? Superman black suit? I don't really understand. Yeah.
That's one thing that they didn't really explain.
True. But it was in there for the fans, and I thought it was very good. Yes, anything else you want to discuss about that?
I don't know, what do we usually talk about?
I think we did our sort of initial thoughts and characters and stuff.
Yeah, all the characters were goodness. They made sense. Just the Wonder Woman bit got to me a bit with the music all the time.
Yes. Steppenwolf was done a lot better as well.
The bad guys. They actually, I think he put a lot more backstory into Steppenwolf as well, and just because in the other one it was just like he's a big bad and there's no real background there, but this time it felt like, oh, he's a guy, he's just a guy, you know, he's dad or whatever, he don't like him very much, he keeps
he's supposed to be his nephew, I think.
I don't know what he is, but
he was sort of trying to atone for his loss in the last battle.
Yeah, he's a bit like almost like a bit of a Nebula type character where his, I'm saying dad in like quotes, I don't know what he is, but
father,
he's, yeah, he guess he's like a father figure or something, and he doesn't love him.
he's been cast out, he's trying to get back
into his family.
Father,
yeah, it's a bit of, I like that about it, gave him a bit more weight and reality.
And also Darkseid was he involved in the actual Joss Whedon one? I don't know if he was.
I don't remember him.
But it was, he very much rivaled Thanos, right? I was impressed.
His stature and everything.
Yeah.
It just reminded me of Thanos, which I think worked quite well here. Steppenwolf looked great as well, his armour.
Yeah,
I really
loved
that.
Purple hue and how it moved.
Yeah, it was kind of like spiky and stuff. Looked really cool. And that mirror hologram thing, that was really cool.
Like the lava.
Yeah, I like that a lot. So I think they did a lot of work on their bad guys to improve them.
Yes. Also, more Amazons, which was great.
Mm-hmm. They really fleshed it out and made everything much more sense.
Yeah.
In much the same vein that Batman versus Superman, the extended edition, made sense.
Yeah, I mean,
over the original, which didn't make sense.
Yeah. Like I said in my review, if you've read my written review, the main issue I had with the first one is that it felt really rushed to try and set them all up, and it didn't really give them motivation to come together.
Sure,
and
it's like, oh, there's a mother box, what's a mother box kind of
thing.
Yeah,
exactly.
It just doesn't really suck you in and make you understand what's happening. I mean, obviously fans would know.
Yeah.
But for the general population, general public.
Indeed. Okay, so rounding this off, how would you rate Zack Snyder's Justice League? If there's anything else you want to say?
I hadn't actually thought about this. How would I rate it? How would you rate it?
It's difficult, isn't it? Because when I was writing my review, I was like, do I rate it as a fan of like the comic books and the characters, or do I rate it as like a sort of general public?
What
sort
you
of
think, how you kind of found it, and your personal subjective viewpoint.
Well, I gave it a 3.5 star out of 5.
Yeah.
Just because I really enjoyed it and I thought it fleshed it out well. There were issues though.
There were definitely issues.
Yeah, it was
we
a little
really
bit.
Talk about
I mean, what are the
much.
what would you say?
We did say the Wonder Woman bit. I think there was a part early on where they were introducing all the characters, which was good, but there was a bit with Aquaman where Batman shows up and he's like trying to get him on board, mm-hmm. and there's like loads of people just standing around and it's really weird, and someone starts singing, and I just think that whole scene really felt unconsidered.
Mm.
Is that a word?
Just a bit awkward
and yeah. weird. Yeah, I think they could have cut that out and just introduced him later when he shows up saving fishermen or whatever.
Yeah.
So there were certain things like that. And,
yeah. There was a sort of air of pretentiousness at times with yes. the slow-mo. It was yeah. a little overstuffed at times. Yeah. I mean, 4 hours yeah. is a long time. True. But they're
again,
the only...
It didn't feel long. It didn't...
Yeah.
And some of the pacing in some of the scenes was a little bit slow, maybe.
Yeah.
Earlier on, I think they really... The pacing was great towards the end.
Mm. I think the only niggle, like, main niggle for me was the fact that they teased a second one. I know the actual plan was to have 3 Justice League films.
Yeah.
And obviously now it's just one big, huge one.
I prefer that.
But there was a bit of a cliffhanger ending teasing another one, wasn't there? And now I'm okay. like, oh, I'm kind of intrigued
Super fans
now.
Can get another one, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It's always that. A bit risky though, isn't it?
It's not a good 2.
Yeah. So how would I rate it? I'd probably give it, I want to say 1.5 thumbs up. I know you don't like the whole half of them though.
Thumbs, sure.
What
yeah.
would you?
I think that's fair. I'd probably give it 1 thumbs up. I enjoyed it much more than I expected to. And I think it was a much better film than the first one. And I preferred to have one long 4-hour version than 3
yeah.
films that I had okay. to go out and watch. You know, yeah. So that was, yeah, overall.
Okay, quite positive pretty, then.
Quite positive, yeah. I'd say. Yeah, good. Good stuff.
So much for listening. Really hope you enjoyed this podcast. It's great to be back again, and I'm hoping because we got the shorter format, we might be able to do it a little bit more often.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'd like to get in touch with us for any reason, like we'd love to know what you thought of Falcon the Winter Soldier, Zack Snyder's Justice League. If you've got any recommendations or anything for lockdown, any games you'd mm-hmm. like us to play, yeah. how do they go about contacting us then, Chris?
Right, well, we're on Twitter at We Have a Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
We are on Gmail? I've forgotten this.
Wowza. It's been so long.
Yeah.
Rusty. We're also on Facebook and Instagram at We Have a Hulk Pod. If you'd like to email us, then we're wehaveahulkpod@gmail.com.
Indeed.
Okay.
Yes, we're done Nicola.
So hopefully we'll be doing another one soon.
Yeah.
But what would you recommend out of everything that we've been watching for, like, pick of the week?
Oh, me?
Mm.
Sorry.
I'm just talking to myself.
I thought you were talking
Lily,
to...
Lily, what would you recommend?
Talking to the ether, talking to the people, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess the big ones, the new ones, you know, the Falcon Soldier guy and the Snyder guy. So watch those.
I was expecting you to say, like, Eagle and something.
Eagle and the Hawk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, my pick of the week will probably be Falcon and the Winter Soldier, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
But I did very much enjoy Zack Snyder's, so it's just a great time to be alive at the moment, I think. I mean, we've got so much
very
good...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to be optimistic, because what else do we have at the moment? Well, we just like...
It does feel like it's coming to an end now.
Yes. We got soon. Waffles in sight.
Soon. Waffles in sight.
Yes. And hopefully cinema's back soon. So that would be very exciting. We've got so much good stuff coming up as well, like Black Widow, that's coming out soon, Eternals, Shang-Chi. I'm trying to remember what the DC films are this year as well, and we've got people screaming at me.
Oh, no.
But go and watch Zack Snyder's Justice League and Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and let us know what you think.
Yeah, let us know on Twitter.
Yeah. Okay, and we hope to see you next time.
Bye.